Chapter 3. Marilyn Monroe. Blonde, buxom, outrageously sexy, and profoundly sad, Marilyn Monroe was the supreme sex symbol of Hollywood in the 1950s. She was the world's most famous pinup girl, and although her work as an actress wasn't very impressive, she has come to represent both the glamour and exploitation of Hollywood. Marilyn Monroe, whose real name was Norma Jean Baker, was born in Los Angeles and spent most of her childhood in foster homes and orphanages. Although her parents were both alive, her father quickly abandoned his family, and her mother was often hospitalized with psychiatric problems. In 1942, Norma Jean married and took a job at an airplane factory. After she was asked to pose for an article in a magazine, she quit factory work to model full-time. In 1946, she divorced her husband and went to Hollywood to try to become an actress. 20th Century Fox Studio signed her to a contract, and she changed her name to Marilyn Monroe. But during the next few years, only earned a few small roles. During one period of unemployment, she posed nude for a pinup calendar that has since become a valuable collector's item. In 1950, Marilyn had small roles in two movies, All About Eve and The Asphalt Jungle, and her career took off. She suddenly became a star and was promoted as a slightly ditzy blonde oozing with sexuality. In 1954, she married New York Yankees baseball legend Joe DiMaggio, although they were married only 9 months. Determined to shed her image as a sex kitten, Marilyn moved to New York to study method acting at the highly regarded Actors Studio. She then gave two of her most sophisticated performances, in Bus Stop and Some Like It Hot. Marilyn was married to Arthur Miller, one of America's most renowned playwrights, between 1956 and 1961. She starred opposite Clark Gable in The Misfits, a script written for her by Miller, but her life spun out of control. The Misfits director had to sometimes shut down production in order for Marilyn to come out of her drug stupor. She was dropped from another film for failing to show up on time and grew increasingly dependent on barbiturates and other drugs. Marilyn had an affair with President John F. Kennedy and even sang Happy Birthday to him at a huge gathering in New York's Madison Square Garden. Then, after JFK dumped her, she took up with his brother, Robert. When she was found dead of an apparent intentional overdose of sleeping pills in 1962, it was widely rumored, but never proved, that the Kennedys were behind her death. None of Marilyn's movies were blockbuster hits, and she seldom got good reviews. But in the 3 decades since her death, she remains a fascinating character to millions. In 1989, Andy Warhol's portrait, Red Marilyn, sold at auction for $4 million, more than any other Warhol painting ever. On the sidewalk in front of Mann's Chinese Theater in Hollywood, her footprints are reportedly the most photographed of all. One anonymous fan even bought the cemetery plot next to Marilyn's grave. When this adoring admirer dies, he or she will lie next to Marilyn forever.